95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin Ryder and Sluggo.
And Tangerine instead of Black Dog. I don't know if you heard that, but it was sort of like a little mini version of our 1 second of nonstop rock.
It was about game. 5-6 seconds.
Yeah, it's the very intro of Black Dog. It's awesome. Here, take a listen. And it's supposed to go on and play the whole song.
Right.
But in fact...
Wow.
That's it. It's over. Oh, now it's playing that way. Oh, no, it just fades away.
We could totally play a lot of songs if
yeah,
we did that.
Yeah, we could get a lot of records in
100 records an hour.
Whatever. Anyway, so we got Tangerine. I love that song. I threw that on instead. It's an excuse.
Coming up on the Kevin and Sluggo show, lame excuses for screw-ups.
I have a million of those.
You messed up and you gave a really ridiculous
excuse.
Are
you trying to say that Black Dog is somehow my fault today? Is that what you're trying to say, young man?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Street Takeover in Granada Hills that you were a part of, I believe. And we have the 1 second of nonstop rock.
Rock
is up to $2,500.
Yeah.
So that's coming up before 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
On 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, so the California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Our 1 second of rock.
Nonstop rock.
Thank you.
Game.
Nonstop. I forgot nonstop yeah. And game.
Yep.
Is worth $2,500 this hour.
I really want to give you $2,500, so be sticking around for that. And also for a kind of cheat twofer. There was a twofer from Van Halen just there, and I got one from Aerosmith coming up in a few minutes, but it's sort of a cheat.
Why is it a cheat?
Well, you'll find out. So a little while from now, we'll do that.
All right.
Stick around for that twofer. I think you'll find it entertaining.
Every once in a while, you see something that's happening in another city, and you say, hey, why isn't that happening in my city?
You're right.
So in Phoenix, if you get a COVID vaccine, they give you the little card that says you got a COVID vaccine.
Right.
You turn it in for a free edible.
Nice.
Right?
We're going to Phoenix. Right on.
What?
Phoenix.
Shouldn't that happen here?
Heck yeah.
Play the news. Let's hear it.
Well, I would love to if it'll start. Oh, that's weird.
You know, here's something you can do with that vaccination card. Get a free marijuana edible. Who'd have thought, right? It is happening at a Valley dispensary.
Trying to compensate everybody who's doing the right thing, you know, the people who wear their masks when they're supposed to, the people who are staying home when they don't quite feel sick, the people who took the time to go out and get vaccinated.
A Valley dispensary is offering a sweet treat to people who got their COVID vaccine.
Helping us all get past this and get, you know, a little bit further along the road and to a little bit more normalcy.
The Mint is giving away free edibles in celebration of its newest location near Bell and Cave Creek. Huh. All you need is your vaccination card.
All right. Now, I'm not positive. I'm almost positive this woman doesn't know it's an edible. Almost positive.
Oh, really?
Yes, because she says she gets a cupcake.
Oh, no. Okay.
And she's older.
Oh,
and you can barely understand her,
right?
But she says it's really great. You show them your card and they give you a cupcake. So I assume that she was a little surprised.
It's a magic cupcake.
Yeah, let's listen to her.
All I had to do was show it to them, and is that they bring me a free cupcake?
They gave you a free cupcake.
They gave you a free cupcake.
Wouldn't you love to see her 2 hours
oh,
after
yes.
that?
Absolutely. What was that old Peter Sellers movie? I don't know, but yeah, where the older folk are all just.
Oh,
mad.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, that would be so good.
Yes, please.
Continue.
All right.
They say it's their way of saying thanks for everyone's sacrifices this past year.
Just a little reward for them to make, you know, an appreciation for their effort to get us all healthy.
And customers are loving it.
I wanted to get the vaccine as soon as possible. And then this was also an incentive. I feel really good that I can get vaccinated and then get some free medicine.
The dispensary plans to give away those free edibles all month.
I love you, Alice B. Toklas. That is awesome.
All month.
That is...
What weed shops in Southern California?
Yeah, gonna step
need
up.
To be doing this.
Yeah. There's the Syndicate I know, and there's Kush Farm in Van Nuys. You
there's
guys.
A lot of places, and there's a lot of people in Southern California.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So you walk in with your card.
You show them that you got vaccinated, and they give you an edible.
It's free edible. It's nothing. They throw those in. I get little rolled J rolls all the time for free.
It's the best promotional. Part of life.
Yes.
Come on, people, step up. Can't be destroyed by Phoenix, for God's sakes. Don't step on it, man. There we go. Good. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And it is up to $2,500, our precious little game.
Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
Wow. Well done.
Right?
Yeah.
$2,500.
Yeah, it's been now. Well, how many times is that? Five times it's altogether?
Yeah, it started at 500.
Yeah.
So four times.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Just like I said. Really good with math. Hold on, let me get my abacus out. I was hoping. I was like guessing.
$2,500, though, that's a pretty sweet.
It's a good chunk of change.
Deal, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to play you a second of a song. It could be in the middle of the song or wherever. And you need to identify it. And then you have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS.
And tell us the name of the song and the artiste.
Correct.
And you will get yourself $2,500. Shall we hit fire on this thing?
Hit fire on it.
All right, here
you
go. That's all right, what song is that? Give us a call right now, 818-955-KLOSB, caller 13. I'm going to give you that kind of cheat Aerosmith twofer right now. This one, first off, is the Run DMC version,
yes,
so that's cheating. But what's the next cheat on this going to be? Huh, 818-955-KLOS. So see sort of a cheat twofer there. Gary Clark Jr. doing Come Together, which, of course, Aerosmith had covered the Beatles doing, and before that with Run DMC, which Steve says is his favorite version of Walk
Same.
This Way. Yeah.
Same.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
All right, let's give away $2,500.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
KLOS, who's this?
It's Mike.
Hey, Mike, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Rancho Santa Margarita, California.
You are caller 13.
Woohoo!
Yeah! I mean, oh, yeah!
Ding, 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 ding!
Let's wait and see. Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe the expletive is worth it.
Yeah. All right, take a good, hard listen to this. Tell us who it is and what song it is, and you got yourself $2,500. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here you go. What is that?
Hush, Deep Purple.
Oh, good song, but that's the wrong answer.
That is incorrect.
Now you need to really let fly with those expletives.
Oh, sh**.
So sorry.
Ding,
Thank
ding
you for calling.
Yeah, all right. Whoa, that means $3,000?
Next hour, $3,000.
Holy
Between 4 and 5. 95.5 KLOS. Southern California's rock station. What's happening here?
I don't know.
What's happening with the equipment? Equipment's falling apart.
I spilled a beer on it earlier. I don't know if that had anything. Coconut water, maybe.
Probably had nothing to do with it.
Not.
I assume not.
Who knows?
Here's a weird story about a woman at work who a lot of things went down on her watch.
Mm.
And then we're going to look for your calls if you were the person in charge of watching something.
And it all went south.
And it all went south.
Right.
And maybe you didn't even know about it for a while. This story is a babysitter.
Ooh.
Who was alone with a young child in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
While she was at home with the child, a couple broke into the house.
Yikes.
Helped themselves to food, drink.
Did they know that the babysitter and baby were in house?
I don't know, because I'm trying to figure out if there's any way that the babysitter might have helped them.
Wow.
Because how else?
Maybe upstairs, downstairs,
maybe,
big house. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it's a huge house.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Eventually, she discovered the pair who fled the homeowner's Lincoln Navigator, along with jewelry and a wallet and clothing and a backpack.
So they're just wandering around, chowing down on stuff, throwing back some drinks, stealing.
Having sex.
Having sex.
On their bed.
On their bed. Not on the pool table?
Nope.
That's the best place to be.
Then taking a shower. All of this was going on while the babysitter was
the suckiest babysitter ever. Wow.
How can you not know that
right.
stuff is going on?
Crash. Boom.
Ah. So these people are really dumb. The people who were the thieves took a iPhone. And there's a Find My iPhone feature on that.
Right?
And so the police were able to find them quite easily.
Thank you for leading us right to you.
But those people being that dumb were able to do all that with a babysitter there.
An even dumber person.
Imagine the babysitter trying to talk to the parents.
So I was...
We were asleep, both of us.
Baby...
And I heard a noise, but I didn't think anything about it.
Your baby's distracting and it sucks.
Then your shower went on. How could all of this stuff happen?
Oh, man.
On her watch.
So you can't get good help these days.
Those are the kind of calls that we're looking for. The funnier, the better.
Yeah.
It was your watch.
Or someone you know.
Yes.
You don't want to cough up the truth. Your friend.
Everything went down, and you probably didn't even understand it or know it.
Right.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Call now. 955-KLOS. Southern California's rock station.
Wow.
This is one of those days where nothing's going
right. It really is.
All right, listen, we were talking about this babysitter that was watching a kid, and while she was watching the kid, the house was burglarized, the couple had sex, they ate food, they took a shower.
You said there was more on the footage in the house, too?
The surveillance video caught a whole bunch of it.
Like what? Oh, all of that stuff.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Them taking a shower, the whole thing.
What's the babysitter doing the whole time?
So that's our question, is what happened on your watch? KLOS, hello, what are you calling about?
One second, rock things.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not happening yet. We'll tell you when to call.
It'll be very soon.
Okay, thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hi, I had a story about the things going wrong.
Yes, please. On your watch, things went wrong. What happened? Yes, we're here.
In my early 20s, I'm 37 now. I had a job at Best Buy, and flat screen TVs had just come out on the market, and it was my last day. I had gotten fired. And so I was really upset and begrudged, and I was in the stock room. And let's just say where they kept the flat screen TVs was a very secure area, but I was saying goodbye to a dear coworker. And there's like the lift, the chair lift that takes you up so you can grab a TV and bring it down from this high position.
Right.
And I sat on the lift, and I guess when I got off the lift, I had detonated some kind of like timed release of the TV that it was holding in place while this person went to the bathroom.
What?
And I left work forever. And what I found out was that TV fell down. And not only that TV fell down, but it caused like a domino cascade of like four or five giant flat screen TVs to go down with it.
And those in the early days, those were very, very expensive.
Yeah, extremely expensive. Yeah. It almost sounds like somebody screwed up and then tried to blame it on you since you were gone already. That's kind of what it sounds like to me a little bit.
True.
Right?
I mean, let's go with that story.
Yeah, let's go with that.
I've never thought about that.
Yeah, you won't feel bad anymore. I mean, there's no way. You don't leave something and then it sets and it eventually drops. That's ridiculous. They just set her up.
That does sound like they set her up as a fall guy.
Someone screwed up. Wow, that's messed up, man. Smart whoever it was.
Things went south when you were on your watch.
818-955-KLOS. Called her in this AC/DC twofer. 818-955-KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo.
And tomorrow morning, yet more chances to go to Vegas and hang out at the Sahara, which is totally on my must-do list.
Yes, agreed.
I'm going to do that. So tomorrow morning between 8 or 9, between the 8 and 9 o'clock hour, I'm going to win via Sahara Tops.
I don't think you can.
What if I quit? I'm going to just walk out and then call tomorrow morning.
All right. Then we could rehire you.
Yeah. And I'll still have the contest,
I like that's how you get around those rules.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I tell you the kind of day I'm having quickly?
Please, yes.
We just did some podcasting.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I was about 25 minutes in.
Right.
And Mike Catherwood said to me, "Your shirt's on backwards."
Wait, so did you redo the whole podcast?
No, we just left it.
Great news. That's great news. You're going to be able to see your backwards shirt?
And I was going to walk off and change it, and then I was like, no, you sit here and wear your shirt backwards.
You should have turned it into sexy time and changed right there in front of everybody.
Wow, that's good.
Oh, man, so good. And it's in the top 10 now on Matt Penfield's Sunday night show. New and approved. Yeah, it's cracked the top 10. She was very happy about that. Devorah is who that is. That is called Not Dead Yet. New and approved stuff on KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. And our 1 second of raw.
1 second of raw. Game. It's up to $3,000.
Up to $3,000.
I mean, I really love to see people win, but I also like to see it roll over. It rolls over every time. Another $500 added to it if you can't get the snippet.
Correct.
And that is where we're at right now. $3,000. So take a quick listen to this.
And then be caller 13. 818-955-KLOS. And if you're caller 13 and you identify the song, you get $3,000.
$3,000. That could come in handy. All right. So, artiste and the name of the song, and caller 13. Here you go. What is that? Call us now.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
It's worth a. $3,000.
$3,000. You are really bad with numbers.
I am.
$3,000.
And we want to give it to you. Who are you?
Nancy. Like Sluggo and Nancy from the comic strip.
Yay!
I didn't realize you two had a comic strip. That's very romantic.
It was a while back, but you are caller 13. So take a good listen to this little bit. I'd love to give you $3,000. We want to give you some cash.
$3,000 if you get it correct. We need the artist and the song title. Are you ready?
I am.
Here we go.
Okay, I think it's Love the One You're With. And tricky part, Stephen Stills.
Love the One You're With.
Still be nice.
Yeah, no, that's not it. I'm so sorry, Nancy.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Dang it.
Damn.
Sorry.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, watch your language, Nancy. Golly gee. No, but sorry. But be ready to try again next hour between 5 and 6.
$3,500. $3,500.
Wow.
How about that?
How about them apples?
Right?
Oh, yeah. Two for now from Metallica, who at last, Tool, was losing to Def Leppard.
Is that right?
Yeah. And Marcy's March Bandness. You go to KLOS.com. You vote who wins in
this
bracket.
That's kind of a surprise.
It is a little. Yeah. So here's a twofer from Metallica. Make you decide, do you love these guys more or Def Leppard? It's up to you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And it's March Bandness with Marcy every single day. 10, 11, 1, and 2. She's playing Metallica v. Def Leppard for this particular bracket. And you're just checking it. KLOS.com where you vote. And you said it's 64%.
Yes, Def Leppard.
Wow.
And 35% Metallica.
That's amazing to me.
That is amazing to me as well.
I saw someone tweet to Marcy, well, since Hysteria is about the most important song in my life and my husband's life, I'm going to have to go with Def Leppard. So, man, Joe and co. getting a lot of love. That's pretty nice. But every single day.
Lars has two arms.
Yeah. You know? And he's going to kick your ass if you don't vote for him or whoever you want. You know, whichever the ones you want. And then at the very end, they are going to put them, I guess, in a cage match. And it is
I think they
be
fight
like
it
a,
out,
yes,
yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So stop by at 95.5KLOS.com to vote. And if you want to stick around about an hour from now, I'll give you a twofer from Def Leppard, the other humans in the bracket this day on KLOS. Hell yeah. Damn straight. 95.5KLOS, Southern California's rock station, the new Cheap Trick, Light Up the Fire. This is my favorite time of the week, and you've already started partaking, Kevin.
It's Taste Test Tuesday.
Yeah, Taste Test Tuesday. We get stuff, and we chew on it, and we say we like it or hate it.
I don't think there's any better radio.
No way, man. What's better than listening to a couple dorks chewing on food? This
I'm
smells
eating,
so
crispy,
good.
Crispy, crunchy champagne. No, yeah, champagne mushroom.
Mushrooms?
Snacks, yeah.
Mushrooms. Did you bring mushrooms? In mushrooms?
No, I did not.
You brought in mushrooms because I said I hate mushrooms.
I did not.
You quimby.
But I will say that this is really good, and
is
I
it?
Think you'll like it.
Well, do you like cheese?
Love cheese.
Okay, this
Let's
smells
switch.
So good. Hold Let's on, I haven't switch. Had my oven-baked cheese bites yet. Hold on.
Are you just starting? What's wrong with you?
Oh,
and,
my.
And then we have...
Oh, that's good.
And then we have cookie butter beer.
Yeah, we do.
Which I don't think I've ever had.
Wow, that's really good. So you know like the Parmesan chips you get in salads?
Yeah.
That's what it tastes like, except a super ass-kicker version of it. Yeah. And it's pretty spicy. Mm. You don't like spicy usually, though, right?
That's wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this even looks like a mushroom. This is just straight-up torture. Taste Test Tuesday is already torturing the slug monstrosity.
This is made with chili.
Yeah, that's good. I like those cheese bits. All right, I'm going to eat this mushroom. Watch me eat a mushroom.
I think you'll like it.
5-year-old me would lose my mind because I hated mushrooms so much.
Did you throw tantrums?
That was only at the doctor's office.
Oh. Not terrible, right?
No, that's pretty good.
Right, that's what I thought.
I'm just pretending it's not a mushroom.
Hang on, let me open it.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Ooh, so the beer.
Wait,
hold on, cheers.
This is cookie butter beer.
Happy Taste Test Tuesday.
Which I've never heard of, but let's give it a try.
All right. It's like some Harry Potter thing. Oh, that's weird. Well, the first sip, I loved it.
It has an aftertaste. It
has a lot of aftertaste, but it's kind of good. I'm getting cinnamon.
Yeah, there is some cinnamon in there.
I've never had cookie-infused beer before.
Cookie butter beer. Try again.
All right. Man, I don't think so for me. That's too sweet. I like my beer with a...
I don't know. Let me try again.
Yeah. Keep on trying, man. Where's the vodka?
That's not bad.
Wait, give me those back.
Oh, you want to eat them now?
Things. I'm gonna eat the whole
Can't wait
thing.
Till we're off the air?
No.
All right.
No.
Can't Hang on, let me try the beer again.
Yeah, do it. I'm going to be calling you an Uber, aren't I? All right, let's do another twofer on this Tuesday. Taste Test Tuesday, another success. I got some stuff from Gelco's for you next week. The market
as good as
in Eagle Rock.
Beer?
I don't think so. Classic B-side. Great B-side from Zeppelin and a twofer. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
Coming up, we're going to talk to Alexandria Hernandez from Channel 11 about car chases, my favorite
thing. That is your favorite thing in the world.
I really do love myself some car chases. It's
hey, and for Taste Test Tuesday, we want to thank Trader Joe's for us.
That was good.
That was really good. I'm loving it. To be able to take mushrooms and make them delicious to me, that is
for you,
that's an unbelievable.
And you drink both beers, and I applaud you for that.
Where are they? You drank them.
What were you doing Saturday night, Sluggo?
I don't recall.
Were you arrested?
No, not that I recall.
11 arrested, 21 cars impounded after Granada Hills street takeover.
Whoa.
Have you heard of these?
Oh, street takeover. Is this the... Yeah. They're even doing it on the freeways occasionally.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
But they'll block the intersection off and do donuts in the middle of it.
Yes. Yeah, it's all about donuts.
Yes.
Donuts.
Here's the news report.
Video shows an illegal street takeover in Granada Hills Saturday night at the intersection of San Fernando Mission and Balboa Boulevards.
They blocked the street, and that's how they start busting donuts.
This driver was stuck.
Like 10 minutes, like, and then later, when the cops show up, everybody ran.
The California Highway Patrol Southern Division Street Racing Task Force received information beforehand.
That's a mouthful. The California Southern CHP Racing Commission.
Sold!
We responded to the location, during which time we located numerous spectators, in addition to some of the vehicles that were within the intersection.
Officers surrounded the group.
Right, approximately 21 vehicles are being impounded. During the inventories of the vehicles, there were some weapons that were located within the vehicles, and those persons were arrested as well.
At least 9 people were arrested, according to CHP. 6 were spectators.
All right, hold up for a second.
Uh-huh.
Did she say 6 were spectators?
Yes, everyone stands around. They get out of their car, and they stand around and watch, which, you know...
But that's illegal? You can get arrested?
If your car is helping block, which a lot of times the spectators will help block the traffic.
I mean, they didn't say anything about that. It was just people sitting on the side of the street watching.
They, you know, for some reason, I suppose.
Wow, they do go on to explain it a little bit, but I'm still not positive.
Well, I'm going to say, you've got to be crazy to be a spectator, because a lot of times these cars are, of course, losing control. There's a bunch of walls smashed all over the place where they're going through.
It is a crime to be at a location where the particular location is being taken over, or where reckless driving is occurring. You're not allowed to be there spectating.
CHP says 2 of their officers suffered minor injuries trying to detain a suspect who was resisting arrest.
It happens everywhere. You see these tire marks on the intersections everywhere you go. And I have to work nights sometimes. My grandson works nights and all that. I worry about that. Someone's going to race and hurt him, you know, or hurt anybody.
Residents and nearby business owners are fed up. They say these illegal street takeovers happen regularly.
It's pretty dangerous, you know. Imagine one of those guys, an accident can happen. You know, one of those guys, they miss control, they could hit someone.
And they don't think this will be the last.
Oh, really?
It's going to happen again. Young people. They live forever. They don't worry about these things.
I mean, it used to be cruising, and then you get in trouble basically because you're taking over all of Ventura Boulevard or whatever.
Yeah,
and
so then, now they just block off all the streets and make a little space for themselves and do donuts.
I mean, there is no way to say... And I didn't. That's interesting. That just being there in a situation where illegal activity is going on and watching it makes you guilty as well. I didn't know that.
What do you tell people in jail? What are you here for? I was watching.
I'd be like, all right, I'm leaving you alone then. You just stay over there. No, but I mean, you know, there's no way to say, but when you used to go cruising and everything and everybody would get so mad at you. Now this is the thing. They got to be so bored and locked up all this time.
Oh, you think it's because of the pandemic thing that makes it worse?
Certainly made it worse.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because you're out in your car and you just... Were you good at donuts?
Yes.
So he's absolutely right. I mean,
yes, I was.
I know some people up in that general area, and there's just
tire
it's like
marks everywhere.
Yeah, intersections are black with tire screeches. And I was up there one time about maybe a year ago, and I heard... And I was like, what's that? Oh, just they're out there doing donuts, man.
Everybody's like, all right.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Do your thing.
Just stay inside.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game.
$3,500 it's up to. That's insanity.
Between now and 6 p.m.
Yeah, we're going to do it very soon.
First, though, let's talk to Alexandria Hernandez from Channel 11. We call her Lexi because that's what her friends call her.
Hey, Lexi.
Hi there.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for having me. Happy to be here.
Of course. So you do Fox News LA assignment editor. What does that mean exactly?
Right. So an assignment editor, we basically monitor all breaking news throughout the city and on a national level as well, just depending on the day. And then we find out what is the most newsworthy content for the day. We help assign it to the newsroom and we get things rolling onto air for everybody to watch.
So what Lexi does for me, because a guy named Raul hooked us up on Twitter, because because I love car chases.
This is news to me.
What? I love them. I love car chases. And I have people on Twitter that will go, car chase, Channel 11. Like they'll tweet me to make sure that I know it's on. So he said, what's that?
I love it. They do that for us.
Right? It's really fantastic. So, and he said you should reach out to Lexi from Channel 11 because she's the one. And basically when you start a tweet with, did you hear that? She's talking about the police scanner and a car chase. Okay. And
that's
love it.
Right.
How many?
All hours.
I'm sorry?
Those things are blaring at all hours for me.
I'll bet.
Wow.
How many car chases average do you cover a week?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would say how many actually make it to air.
Yeah.
On average, I would say anywhere between 3 and 5 that actually make it to air.
All right, we need to up that number, first of all.
More, please.
How do you decide what
goes on
the air?
Yeah, what's the criteria to put one on the air? What is some of the things that have to have happened already or whatever?
Right, so typically it'll come out over the scanner, and I have about 10 scanners at the station that I monitor at all times.
Wow.
The first is that we get the best connection for would be LAPD, LASD, mm-hmm. and CAP. And typically we'll hear it come out as a following first. So the dispatch will put out an officer's frequency of, you know, let's say LAPD Topanga is following a code 37, which we know by now following so many pursuits means a stolen vehicle. And then they'll start tracking the vehicle. And by that point, I'm now all ears. I'm walking to the channel. I let the newsroom know, hey, this is what we got working. And then the minute I hear that P word, pursuit, it's on. It's everybody's alert in the newsroom. We're going. We launched the chopper at that point. And now it's just a waiting game until the chopper actually gets over the scene, because a lot of the times we'll launch for these pursuits. But they'll foot bail, which means, you know, they'll get out of the car prematurely and run, make a run for it.
Right.
Or they'll crash, or they'll just yield. So it's really a moment of, like, of eagerness of, oh, are we going to get there on time? And I love connecting with people on social media and letting them know. And you said it right. I'll say, like, who hears that? Or did you hear that? And it gets everybody on their toes and alert and ready to go. And live tweeting is something I'll do to hold everybody over until we actually get over the pursuit to show a visual to our audience. But it's just insane how much Los Angeles, we're just obsessed with police pursuits.
Yes, it's the greatest. What about the news department, though? What about the anchors and the different people? Do they hate car chases, or do they love them, or what's their feeling?
It's mixed, I would say. I would say the vast majority, they do like them. Obviously, like anything, you don't know what's next. So we have very talented anchors and very talented people that go on the air with this stuff. But the assignment desk is essentially who's feeding them the information.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really honestly, it's impressive to see them go on air and literally, you know, I'm spitting out words or cross streets to them, and they're just, you know, regurgitating it as best they can on air, and it's getting to you, all of you guys. So there's definitely a mixed feeling about it. There are some that hate them, that loathe them.
Is there somebody that just loves them?
Yes. Rick Dicker with Fox 11. He's our weather man at night. He loves them as much as I do.
That's awesome.
We fangirl over them. We hear them. so thrilled. You know, once we make it on air and we get overhead, we alert everybody, and that's when we'll go live on a digital aspect to show everybody them. But you should see the amount of attention that the Pursuits, it's more than anything. I can break any story, but the Pursuits always, always, always are the number one trending thing for us.
Yeah, yeah. You know, should be.
Lexi, I think that you and the weatherman would like Kevin's idea. He has an idea for something.
All right, here's my idea.
Yeah.
And I don't know why this hasn't happened yet. And maybe you could do it. We need a car chase channel. We need a channel that is always running car chases. And if there's not a current one, they'll be doing a replay. And eventually, when the person gets out of jail or whatever, they sit in and they do some commentary on their own car chase.
You know, I was really scared here. And
yes. Would you watch that?
Could you imagine? I honestly, my obsession with car chases, I'm almost embarrassed to say that sometimes because I feel it's almost unprofessional for me to say, because I know that some of them are dangerous and I understand that, you know, we shouldn't be encouraging them, but they are great to watch on television.
Well, they happen, and clearly they're going to get covered, and there is a weird American obsession. I mean, we're talking about Smokey and the Bandit today, and you know, there's so many. It's been in the society forever. It's like, oh, let's chase whoever and follow people and watch them drive insanely.
We're talking with Lexi Hernandez from Channel 11. She's the Fox News LA assignment editor. There's been a lot of car chases where they start circling the same area, and sometimes people come out and talk, and sometimes people come out and cheer.
No, that's been a new trend, I will say. So I've worked in news for about 6 years now, and that's a trend that we've started seeing in the last, I would say, 3 years or so, where it's almost like a parade of some sort, that they'll go into an area that they know, people come up to their cars, people have cell phone video out, they're high-fiving the driver, they're encouraging the driver. I mean, this never really used to happen, and I feel like it's probably because of social media, but there's been times where we've seen or we've found cell phone video of, you know, the car passing along and someone shooting it on Snapchat, and then we'll see the ground version of the video that we're flying in a pursuit.
Wow.
So it's really bizarre. And that's a lot weird. Of the times they do go to an area and circle around an area that they're familiar with, or they have family there. We've seen that a lot more often lately. It's just, it's honestly bizarre.
And the police encourage the people to come out and watch, right?
They're so happy when they see everyone standing. Do you know what is the percentage of the people that do this? I mean, what time do they spend, and how often do they actually go to jail, or, you know, really get, do you know the follow-up on that?
Yeah, we do. And right now, well, more recent times, because of the zero bail, we've actually learned that they'll be out the same day. And
wow, that's shocking.
So there was one not too long ago, you guys might remember, it was a few weeks ago. It was a woman that ended up pulling over the vehicle and then got in another vehicle. And that vehicle, like, somebody picked her up. Anyway, long story short, she ends up getting out, getting arrested. She goes to jail, and she was out, I believe I was told, within 6 hours.
Wow,
that's crazy.
It's almost the amount of time that it takes to book them. And I know that's a lot to do with the zero bail, you know, aspect of things.
I don't know. Well, what does that mean? I don't know what that means, zero bail. I'm sorry.
So zero bail, there's crimes that, you know, depending on the severity of them, if you're booked, there's a zero bail. So you'll go in right now, and you're basically booked and fingerprinted and all of that, and then you're released.
Interesting.
They didn't want to fill up the jails because, you know, there's monitor COVID and, you know, COVID outbreaks in the gym and whatnot.
Every once in a while, something super weird happens, like the other night when they were tear gassing the car, and like an 8-9-year-old gets out of the back seat, and everybody goes, what? There was a kid in there? We had no idea.
That was so rough to watch. I mean, there was not, the newsroom was just like, we were just, oh my gosh, like everybody was just so shocked when that happened. And obviously, you know, you try to understand the reasoning with the police officers, and you understand that they're kind of going through this just the way we all are, especially when those windows in that vehicle were blacked out so we couldn't see inside. And we did get to have a press conference with the sheriffs the next day that were on scene that day, and they were like, hey, we didn't know that she was in the car. We're glad this ended up well. But that was so disheartening to see. And that's probably the most the craziest, actually, pursuit that I've seen. And seeing that little girl come out, I was just heartbroken.
Yeah, that was shocking.
We're talking to Lexi from Fox 11 about the car chases. Let me ask you a question, since you're such a fan of them and whatever have you are interested. Do you remember the very first one you ever saw in your life?
Let's see. The very first one, I think I was... Honestly, it might have been OJ.
Really? The slow speed chase. Really?
Huh. That's interesting.
But, yeah. And here's the funny thing about me is that my parents used to actually have to watch the news and turn it off when I wasn't around, because I was awkwardly obsessed with the news. And then I would have nightmares about it. So,
So, of course, you got into it. That is kind of what happens, isn't it? You That's face those you fears. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Look at me now. But in my work, in my field of work, I think the first pursuit I saw was, actually, I don't know, I can't remember, but the most memorable one, do you guys remember the one with the woman in the RV?
Oh, yeah.
They were just plowing through L.A.? That was probably one of the most wild ones I've
that
seen.
That one, there was the tank down in like San Diego.
Oh, yeah, the tank. Oh, I remember that one.
That was pretty cool.
That was insane.
There was a guy in Santa Monica that got out dressed as a woman. I mean, there's some good stuff on there.
There really is. It makes for good TV, let me tell you.
Lexi, we appreciate your time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Channel 11, the Fox News LA assignment editor, and she's the one to follow. Give out your Twitter, if you don't mind, so people can follow.
Sure, it's just, you can find me under my name, Alexandria Hernandez, or it's just Alexandria, and then HRNDZ.
There you go. And thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for playing along. We got to make that car chase channel happen.
Come on, Lexi.
I'm on it.
All right. Thank you.
Bye now.
It's a twofer from Def Leppard, who are also in the March Madness up against Metallica. You can go to KLOS.com to vote for them.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo, yo, yo.
If you want people to get vaccinated, give them weed. That makes sense, right?
100%.
There is a place in Phoenix where if you show the vaccination card showing that you got a vaccination, they'll give you a free edible.
Oh, man, that's great. That's right? A perfect idea. Yeah, one free. So you walk in with your card that says, I've been vaccinated, I'm done, and they give you an edible.
They give you a free edible.
Nice.
Check this out.
You know, here's something you can do with that vaccination card. Get a free marijuana edible. Who'd have thought, right? It is happening at a Valley dispensary.
Trying to compensate everybody who's doing the right thing, you know, the people who wear their masks when they're supposed to, the people who are staying home when they don't quite feel sick, the people who took the time to go out and get vaccinated.
A Valley dispensary is offering a sweet treat to people who got their COVID vaccine.
Helping us all get past this and get, you know, a little bit further along the road and to a little bit more normalcy.
The Mint is giving away free edibles in celebration of its newest location near Bell and Cave Creek. All you need is your vaccination card.
Wait, the Mint in Phoenix?
Yes.
That's a long drive. I'm willing to make it, but what about here in Los Angeles?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We need Los Angeles places to step up.
Yes, please.
So that we don't have to drive that far. Now, the next woman that's interviewed, I'm relatively sure has no idea that it's an edible. You can barely understand her.
Uh-huh.
She's a little bit older. She's talking through a mask. Uh-huh. And she's saying, you just have to show them your card, and then they give you a cupcake.
A cupcake?
And I'm relatively sure she doesn't know that it's weed.
All I had to do was show it to them, and is that they bring me a free cupcake?
You get a free cupcake.
Bring you a free cupcake, darling.
I love cupcakes.
I love them. I'll give some to the cat.
What is she doing like a little later?
They say it's their way of saying thanks for everyone's sacrifices this past year.
Just a little reward for them to make, you know, an appreciation for their effort to get us all healthy.
And customers are loving it.
Yeah.
I wanted to get the vaccine as soon as possible. And then this was also an incentive. I feel really good that I can get vaccinated and then get some free medicine.
The dispensary plans to give away those free edibles all month.
All month.
I'm trying to find the name of my favorite one that I used to go to at Santa Monica and La Cienega Boulevard, right there on the corner. That was my favorite dispensary for a long time. I moved away from that area. I used to live in Fairfax.
Yeah.
That place, I mean, they were great. So you guys, you know who you are. It's near Mad Men. It's not Mad Men. It's a little
Look,
west.
There's a lot of places in Southern California.
Give them free.
Somebody needs to step up with some free edibles.
Yeah, you get your vaccine, you walk in, you get yourself free edible. I think that's a wonderful idea.
I do too as well.
Phoenix, how dare they come up with the idea ahead of time? Damn it. All right, I got a twofer from GNR for you. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Earlier today, we were talking about this babysitter who was alone with a young child in Pennsylvania.
You know, you really want them to be kind of reliable, sort of aware of what's going on when they're watching your child.
I think that's the reason.
You have them in the house, right?
Yes.
But not quite in her case.
It didn't happen in her case. Apparently, a couple broke into the home while she was there.
And, of course, she fought them off, and she was a hero, and all was well.
She didn't know they were there.
Is it a massive house? It is a mansion?
It must have been a huge mansion because apparently they helped themselves to food and drink from the fridge, from the kitchen.
Like you do.
So she probably wasn't near the kitchen.
Kitchen, right? Okay.
I'm starting to think it's not possible without, maybe she was helping.
Oh, right.
Because
well, that would make more sense.
They also had sex on the bed and took a shower.
Took a shower.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, you know, when I rob a house, I'm generally in kind of a hurry.
Right. You would think they would be in
a hurry. Rarely do I take a shower. Often I have
had sex.
Oh, usually do that.
And took a shower.
Yeah, no, I don't. You know, who needs a shower?
While she was in the house.
While she's in the house with the child. That's just messed up.
So we want to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if bad things went down when you... during your watch.
Well, you were supposed to be in charge.
You were supposed to be in charge, and you weren't necessarily paying attention. And things happened that weren't necessarily great.
Stuff happens.
These couple, by the way, fled in the victim's SUV, and they also might have had sex there, too.
Oh, jeez.
The security video show.
Randy thieves.
And they also stole an iPhone, which had
this?
Which you can track. So the police tracked them and arrested them.
Hi, we're here to arrest you.
Hey, remember all of that stuff that you did in the house?
We have video of it.
Illegal.
Yeah.
So you can't do that. So anyway, you were in charge and things went south. That's not ideal.
Nope.
But 818-955-KLOS. Call now. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And we are talking about you were in charge when things went south.
Someone foolishly left you at the helm.
Correct.
And you crashed it into a wall.
KLOS, who's this?
Yeah, it's David.
Hey,
got a good story for you.
Okay, go ahead.
You remember the Hillside Strangler?
Yes.
I was supposed to be watching my sister and brother.
Yes.
And this is in the 70s, and I was sitting at home and went in the backyard. And I've been asked, my mom and dad got divorced in the late 60s. My dad drops by, picks up my sister without telling me.
Oh no.
My mom comes home, and she's, where's your sister? I said,
I don't know.
She was in the living room.
Oh,
mom,
Oh, man.
Needless to say, my house became the Hillside Strangler Task Force for about 6 hours.
Oh my God.
How many cops were there?
Oh, my God. I mean, up the wall, 15, 20.
Wow.
That has to be so frightening.
Yeah. And then what was the final repercussion for Dad for not saying, hey, I'm taking your sister?
No, I got the repercussions. My mom beat the crap out of me.
Ooh.
And my dad pulls up, sees all the cops. The sister gets out of the car, runs up to the house. What's going on? My dad sees the cops. He doesn't want to be any part of that.
I'm out.
And I'm just left hanging.
I mean, your dad wins.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Dude,
I got the ass whooping.
Thanks for calling in. Hey, it's KLOS. How did you screw up when you were in charge?
Well, I actually didn't screw up. I was the watchee, but my babysitter screwed up.
Okay, go ahead.
I was probably 10, and I remember my babysitter was letting me do whatever I wanted to her. Mm-hmm. I was extremely curious.
Wait, to her?
To her.
To
yeah.
her. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. My brothers were home, everything. I was like, oh, no.
Wait. To her?
To her.
Okay.
On her.
On her. I mean, everything from the waist up. Everything on the waist up.
Wow.
Wow.
That is an inappropriate babysitter. But thanks for calling in.
Listen to him. He's really roughed up about this. He's really having a hard life.
As it were. Hey, it's KLOS. How did you screw up when you were in charge?
Hello.
Hello.
Things went south when you were in charge. What happened?
Hey.
Yes.
Am I there?
Yes.
No, you're there.
I'm just trying. Okay.
What's going on?
I'm trying to guess the.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, damn it. No, sorry. It's going to be again tomorrow. Yeah.
We already got a winner for that. Thank you, though. Somebody won $3,500, and it was Styx Renegade.
That's right. Styx Renegade. That's what it was.
Yep. Okay. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hi. I had a story about the things going wrong.
Yes, please. On your watch, things went wrong. What happened? Yes, we're here.
In my early 20s, I'm 37 now. I had a job at Best Buy, and flat screen TVs had just come out on the market.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my last day. I had gotten fired. And so I was really upset and begrudged, and I was in the stock room. And let's just say where they kept the flat screen TVs was a very secure area, but I was saying goodbye to a dear coworker. And there's like the lift, the chair lift that takes you up so you can grab a TV and bring it down to high position.
Right.
And I sat on the lift, and I guess when I got off the lift, I had detonated some kind of like timed release of the TV that it was holding in place while this person went to the bathroom.
What?
And I left work forever. And what I found out was that TV fell down. And not only that TV fell down, but it caused like a domino cascade of like four or five giant flat screen TVs to go down with it.
And those in the early days, those were very, very expensive.
Extremely expensive. Yeah. It almost sounds like somebody screwed up and then tried to blame it on you since you were gone already. That's kind of what it sounds like to me a little bit.
True.
Right?
I mean, let's go with that story.
Yeah, let's go with that.
I've never thought about that.
Yeah, you won't feel bad anymore.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo, and that wraps it up for us.
It's weird. It's still daylight outside. Let's stick around for another couple hours.
That is strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's Greg going to do?
Yeah, he can drink some Coke in the other room and wait until we're good and ready to leave.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea at all.
All right, we'll show up tomorrow. We got another 1 second of nonstop rock.
Correct. Back to $500.
Yeah.
Because somebody got it for
$3,500.
Correct.
Damn.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was amazing. So what do you, you worked on your podcast all day.
Podcast,
today.
Yeah. Wore my shirt backwards. it's Great News with Kevin and Mike. And it's all positive stories
and
to
you can
make you feel better.
That's awesome.
And you can find it on YouTube.
Right on. All right. Well, I'm going to go home and pet the kitty.
Peace out. You enjoy that.
A couple of very different artists born on this day in rock. In 1954, Nancy Wilson of Heart was born in San Francisco. 5 years later, Flava Flav was born on this day in rock in 1959. It was on this day in rock in 1971 when Simon and Garfunkel won Record of the Year at the Grammy Awards for Bridge Over Troubled Water, and the Carpenters won Best New Act. On this day in rock in 1972, John Lennon lodged an appeal with the U.S. Immigration Office in New York City after he had been served with deportation orders arising from his 1968 cannabis possession conviction.